I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While U.S. President George W. Bush pressed Chinese President Hu Jintao to use his influence in Sudan to end the Darfur crisis, relative peace has come to southern Sudan. Years of civil war left many without hope. Speaking on his way to the event, American evangelist Sammy Tippett believes the people of southern Sudan are uniquely ready for the gospel.
When I go into an area that has been torn apart, the people are ready, they're open, they're hungry for the good news of the gospel. So it'll be interesting to see.
An historic open-air evangelistic meeting will be taking place. Please pray. Next, a government task force in Ireland reports the suicide rate of males between 15 and 24 is higher than that in most European countries, and it's growing. HCJB Global Voice is hoping to provide answers through Ireland's first Christian radio station that went on the air in Cork in March. It took 20 years to happen. HCJB's Roger Bassick says the radio station is fighting a Christian perception that he'd like you to pray about.
A lot of harm has been done in the name of Christ by religious people. And what we're trying to get people to do is to look beyond religion and see Jesus, to realize that it's not about religion, it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ.
And the knocks at one woman's door may have been an Orissa State rebel group. She opened her door anyway. It was a neighbor needing prayer. The woman used what she learned at a Partners International Scriptures in Use seminar to pray. Since then, people in her village go to her for prayers of healing. She and her husband have put into practice what they learned at the seminar and have seen many people come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.